Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, we're back on Overtime. We've got filmmaker of the HBO documentary, The Insurrectionist Extra, Alexandra Pelosi. We have New York Times columnist Brett Stevens, and we have CNN contributor and Democratic strategist Paul Begawa. And these are the questions hot off the press. I hold in my hand the... Why not have you just do Karnak and fuck with their minds? Okay. Should Rashida Tlaib... Oh, yes. Should Rashida Tlaib, who, by the way, still has not acknowledged that the missile that killed the hospital was not an Israeli missile, still telling the lie, should she be forced to take down the Palestinian flag flying outside her office? Yeah, I saw that picture. Oh, there you have it.
No, the answer is no.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I despise her political views, but absolutely not. She's an American. She can do whatever she wants.
But, okay.
This is the American
Congress. Has this been done before? People come from different countries. Do they then fly the... I mean, there's plenty of people, I'm sure, who have heritage from Mexico. Do they put the Mexican flag outside their office?
I think voters should make judgments about her political choices, but I think it's the essence of a democracy that you can fly the flags that you
want. Where do you stand on this one?
I'm not touching that.
You're not touching that. Well, you are afraid to get cancer.
But
what does
I will
your mom
say,
think?
Wait, but here's the thing. I will go into, I support the whole concept of free speech, right? And one of the main things I talk about in my movie is about when does free speech become hate speech? Mm-hmm. And when do we go after people and call it hate speech? This is where the whole thing about getting canceled comes from. Well, like, I'm afraid to talk about that because I don't want to get canceled. That's, people are going to say it's hate speech.
Well, what? Okay.
Why don't we just call it shitty speech?
Yeah, I'm not.
It's in the eye of the, hate speech is a concept that's always in the eye of the beholder.
I agree.
Hate speech
never...
is speech that I hate. So don't say
right.
I disagree.
Right, but there's this whole thing called free speech, but who cares if nobody's listening? We're not listening to each other, so who cares?
I've never been in love with the concept of looking into people's minds when they commit crimes. It's a crime. You need to pay for it if you committed the crime. Why you did it, I don't know. That gets into crazy kind of territory of thought crimes.
Right, which is
okay.
Exactly where we don't want to go.
But, yeah, I agree. She can fly the flag anywhere. But what does it say about, you know, your... It just seems like your loyalties are a little too divided.
I agree, and let the voters of Michigan draw their conclusions next year. I know how I would vote if I were in her district, but... absolutely, I'm going to stand up for her right to speak her mind.
What do you think of Putin's meeting with Xi? That's right, Putin of Russia and Xi of China. Boy, these two, they like have friendship bracelets. One says... One says, fuck, and the other says America, you know? Forming a new axis of evil. Boy, you go, but it's weird because China and Russia were always at each other's throats.
And Putin has this sort of fanboy appeal to the far right and the Republican, to a lot of Republicans, which I find astonishing because they'll tell you they hate the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, good. I'm with you, buddy. But they love Putin. By the way, Putin was meeting with Sheikh Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah.
Right.
Like he is behind all of the worst things and the worst people in the world.
And I think this is something,
they love him.
Something Biden deeply gets, which is that dictators by nature unite. Mm-hmm. Whatever their geopolitical differences,
right.
They are birds of a feather. They see themselves as authoritarians who want to destroy the free world, and that's why it's important to have leaders right. in the free world who recognize what the threat they pose. Hamas, Iran, right. China, Russia, North Korea, they all have something in common.
What did Nazi Germany and Japan really have in common, except, oh, we're the bad guys? Like, that's right. You're right. There was really, I guess, what the plan, was there ever even a plan? We're going to divide up the world? We're going to conquer each our halves, and then we'll... Then obviously they would have turned on each other like Hitler turned on Stalin. It's weird. Do you think Mitt Romney is right to blame Fox News and right-wing media for radicalizing the GOP? Boy, when Mitt Romney becomes... And, I must say, Mitt Romney, he is who he is. This is the kind of guy, he irons his underwear and, when he ran for president, I was unmerciful, but... He was just, he's just being the person he was born. He's just, he's Mitt Romney.
But, Alexander, I'm sure you saw a lot of people who were poisoned by Fox News. And I keep referring to your interview with Bill because it's the downstream effect. They're drinking. We say in Texas, the water won't clear up until you get the hogs out the creek. Okay? All these people are drinking all this shit that Rupert Murdoch and the social media companies are putting in the water, right?
Yes.
See? More like that. That's how you get elected in this country. You come out with stuff like that.
But you saw them. You saw the victims of that poison, right?
Absolutely. Right. It's really toxic. And then, of course, it goes even worse into the political violence territory.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. He's making fun of me for this, but I'm saying I have to be careful because I don't want a guy to break into my house with a hammer and try and kill me at night. I'll tell you something. You come look at my inbox, and you'd be shitting in your pants if you saw my inbox. How could these people want? They want to kill me because yes, why? I don't get it.
I get that. I don't get the cancel part.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
I
get the kill part. You're right about that.
About Mitt, I think he's proved himself to be a great American. He voted for impeachment twice.
He did. He really did.
Anyone who is willing to stand up to the assholery of
right.
his own side deserves a place in the American pantheon.
And there's a few of them. Liz Cheney, mm-hmm. there's a few of them where they're like, no, there was a bridge too far.
I hear a lot, I really do, from Republicans on the Hill about their personal safety. One of the reasons they don't want to break with the kooks is their personal security. Mitt Romney, it's been reported, spends $5,000 a day on security for himself and his family. He's a very wealthy
right.
man, but most members are not wealthy. And there is an honest fear factor that is real and legitimate that is causing a lot of these Republicans to cower.
Okay, what does the panel think of Gavin Newsom's trip to Israel and China? Is he setting himself up for a presidential run? I mean, it does kind of look like he's running to be the stand-in in case, I'm not saying I'm wishing for something to happen to Biden, but is a little Prince Charles when the mother was still alive feeling to... No?
Yeah, and he went to the debate, the Republican debate. He went to the last Republican debate with Joe Biden's blessing and carried the torch
right.
for Biden and the Democrats. I thought he did a great job.
And you don't think he'd be a better candidate than Biden?
Not better than Biden, but
really?
One day he'll probably run, and that'll be great.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate your patience. We'll see you next week.
Watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.